There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Todd Bowles, who has done a very nice job in Tampa. Right now, he's dealing with a ton of injuries as well. They were on the road in a position to win a football game against an unbeaten team, and yet they don't go for two. The Chiefs' defense was worn out. It was a really physical game. Backs against their wall. The Bucs were moving the football. And for whatever reason, I was stunned. I really was stunned that Todd Bowles decided to just kick the extra point and roll the dice. One, because he left time for Mahomes in regulation. And then two, you were banking on a coin toss. This isn't playoff over, this isn't playoff overtime rules. If the Chiefs march down and get a touchdown, the game's over. And of course, the Chiefs win the coin toss, and Baker knew it. It was done. I could not believe that from Todd Bowles. And his explanation, guys, was even worse. Listen to this.
Very minor. We wanted to get it to overtime with the wet conditions on the field. We felt like we had to go in overtime instead of going for two. So we had our shots. We lost the game.
He said the wet conditions on the field is one of the reasons why he didn't go for two. What, the field was going to magically dry in overtime? You just marched down the field in wet conditions. You couldn't get a 5-yard touch, 2-point conversion?
A three-yard.
It made no sense. I don't know what the real argument would be. On the road, you're going up against an undefeated team. You're shorthanded at wide receiver. What, I know, and you have Patrick Mahomes on the other side of the field. That has to matter.
I'm not an NFL owner, and I would have to be careful if I were, obviously, in this case, because stuff like this would make me want to fire someone. You are allowed to make a mistake, but when everyone points out that what you did was stupid, then just say it was stupid, and I will do something different the next time. This is, I was trying to boil this down because somebody was, legitimately asked me, why is it a better decision to go for two? Okay, I'll give you the simple math on it. Going for two over the last 5 years in the NFL has a success rate of around 55%. Oh, league-wide. So whether you're good or bad at it, you got a 50-50 shot right then to win a football game. It's over. Now, I get it. Patrick Mahomes still got 27 seconds in the case where they punted on 4th-and-1. He gets to go for it. Right. Maybe he gets it. But for the most part, you win a game by going for two. That's it. One decision, one play, one success. That's the only variable you have to get right. By kicking the field goal, here are the variables at play now. Do you win a coin toss or not? 50-50. Actually, less already, by the way, than the 50-50 mm-hmm. shot. If you win that coin toss, can you still go 70 yards to get a touchdown? If you can't get a touchdown, can you prevent a team from scoring a field goal? If you lose the toss, can you prevent it from scoring a touchdown? Et cetera, et cetera, right? The list goes on and on and on. You introduce 10,000 variables. Whatever the exponent is on the number of times you have to screw this up or could screw this up are infinite versus just get 1 2-yard play. It makes no sense to me. It's idiotic when coaches do this. It makes zero, especially on the road, especially in your position, especially against an undefeated team. All that just factors in.
The big outlier is also, you mentioned you have just as much of a chance as the coin toss. You don't have any control over the coin toss. You have a 50-50 shot in which you have the ball. You're in control of that one play, and you're the underdog. I mean, I don't know what the NFC playoff race is or whatever, but you're trying to win a game and keep yourself in contention amidst not having Chris Godwin, not having Mike Evans, and all of those things. You got to go for two.
Yeah, you had your shot, and you refused to take it. You had your shot there to prevent overtime, and you just didn't take it. I mean, all the circumstance pointed to them going for two there, and mind-boggling. Honestly, the Chiefs got a break. The Chiefs got a massive break that the Bucks did. And I know it's not 100% guarantee the Bucks were going to get the 2-point conversion, but I'll tell you what, I know. And look, I mean, Andy was asked, was he surprised that Todd Bowles didn't go for two?
No. But I'm glad he didn't.
Yeah.
I don't like to hear that from a coach. I'm glad he didn't.
Somebody told me the last Chiefs night, defense was on their heels at that point.
Someone told me last night that Todd Bowles is as old school as it gets, and he was never going to go for two. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Then fire him. Like, yeah. I'm just sorry. Be like, well, I don't like using Excel. Like, well, that's the job, dummy. Like, you have to use it.
Well,
times change. I don't want to use a computer. Well, do it on a hand calculator.
The Chiefs offense woke up and started running the ball way more, and they were getting 5 yards a pop every single carry. There, as soon as the Chiefs won that toss, the game was over.
913-586-7965. Someone from the 816 also brings up the mistake prior to that. It's fair in terms of time and clock management. That also, when they got the ball down to the 2-yard line, the Bucks are who called a timeout immediately.
The Chiefs should have been the team.
So they just bad clock management. The Chiefs were fortunate with what the Bucks did in that sequence, whether it was not going for two and also calling that timeout. The Bucks could have truly drained that thing down to 5 seconds and gone for two, and that would have decided that literally the one play would have been the game. So you could have taken out the equation of, well, if we go for two and even if we get it, Mahomes still has time to march down for a field goal. You could have eliminated that sequence, make the Chiefs call their timeout, or just run the clock yourself down to 10 seconds before snapping the ball. It was botched. This is, again, why Andy Reid at times obviously makes mistakes too, but this is why the Chiefs continue to be undefeated and other teams struggle. Teams overthink it. Teams make bad decisions. They don't make the crucial decision, the right decision in the right moment. We can be critical of Andy at times being too aggressive, not aggressive enough, getting too cute.
But when
they need the play, though, and the players have to execute it, but when they need the play, he usually is on his you-know-what. Right, he's able to figure it out. Yeah.
When you even played the Bulls said we were playing for overtime. Loser behavior as an underdog. That is loser behavior.
The second they did that, I'm like, they're losing this game. Losers, dude. Like, I mean, that's exactly
awful
what it
decision.
Is. What are you doing? What are you doing? We got to play for overtime because it's rainy. It was over.
You were playing in wet conditions all night. Like, it didn't just start raining. You were playing in wet conditions all night, and you had just driven the ball down the field against the defense. And they were worn out.
I will say, going undefeated in this season, and which the Chiefs might not still do, who knows? There ain't no now, so they're at least halfway through it. When I think I view it a little bit like a no-hitter in the sense that, like, some defensive play has to go your way. Some idiot's got to do the, I'm not going for two, I could take this thing away from you a couple of times in the year. A couple of balls have to bounce your way over the course of a calendar year in order for it to work. So thanks, Todd Bowles. I appreciate you helping the Chiefs remain undefeated.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.